You're listening to SBS News.
Greg Corra is one of many Australian wine exporters looking to the future with uncertainty amid increasingly strained ties with a once reliable trading partner.
They simply don't want to be seen drinking Australian wine while Australia has a tiff with China.
Increasingly nervous exporters of wine, seafood, sugar, coal, copper, barley and timber are bracing for Beijing to impose a sudden ban on their products, blocking access to Chinese consumers.
Clearly, people aren't going to go against what the government's trying to do. So it's a very, very difficult position to be in. All I can say is the implication on many, many producers is going to be huge.
Concerns have been heightened in recent days after the export threat was reported in Chinese state media. But the Chinese government has dismissed talk of a trade standoff as rumours. Australia's Agriculture Minister David Littleproud is urging calm.
What we've got to make sure is that we don't let these rumours run away and that artificial market conditions are created from them, where importers are scared off because of rumours rather than fact.
China this week held an international import expo, calling for trading partners to support each other during the coronavirus pandemic. Foreign Ministry spokesperson Wang Wenbin.
There is simply no reason to doubt China's commitment on opening up and cooperation, which has already delivered tangible benefits.
The rhetoric seems to contrast with China's diplomatic freeze against Australia. Senior government ministers are still unable to contact their Chinese counterparts.
It is disappointing that Chinese authorities refuse to engage at a ministerial level. From Australia's perspective, our door remains open to work with and talk to our Chinese counterparts.
Opposition leader Anthony Albanese says the government's response to the standoff needs to be stronger.
What we need is a plan of intervention. It's not good enough to say, no one will take our calls whilst our trade continues to deteriorate. The government needs a plan to deal with this issue because it has real-world consequences for Australian jobs, for Australian businesses and for the Australian economy.
Relations with our major trading partner have dived since Australia's global push for an inquiry into the coronavirus pandemic. This is the latest in a string of trade incidents. China hit Australian barley imports with tariffs in May, followed by the suspension of beef imports from several abattoirs and an anti-dumping investigation into Australian wine. Shadow Trade Minister Madeleine King.
What is going to happen out the other side of this? What can the government do? What is the government planning to do to fix this relationship so that their export industries can get back on track?
Opening business in other trading markets is one potential answer that has been put forward. Ms. Littleproud says that's a call for individual businesses, not the government, to make.
It is their commercial decision that they need to make around where they spread their risk and where they put their commodity into what particular markets. That's always been a commercial decision, not a decision of government.
The standoff is yet another challenge for Australian exporters during a global pandemic that has seen the island nation left isolated from its neighbours. Naveen Razik, SBS News.